play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Up it comes. I'm going to punch him out. This is my mom. I'm going to pay this. You've been waiting for this. For trespassing on the
trespassing.
I'm going to punch him out. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to punch him out. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to be happy.
We'll all be happy, Nancy.
Are those who just try to make this a question? Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my shoulder.
Individuals who are infected, who break through infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level a virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection, and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected. They're essentially equivalent.
Make sure you have the player on.
Because you probably won't want to miss any of this, but you might never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions like how can I get that hour of my life back? Or what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you are there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe, because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news, according to me.
Well, I think I might actually be able to pull this off. We'll have to see. It's the news, according to me. Yes, it is. It is Friday morning live here on the News According to Me show. And I have to say, I just played all that music from my iPhone into the microphone. I'm in a remote location this morning. I am in Dallas, Texas. And I am currently it is early here. It is 6:30 a.m. here, but it's 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:33 to be exact. It's Friday. Last day of the month, last day of the week. Well, not really the last day of the week, but the last day of the work week. And I have in my cup something for you to hear about. For those who have tuned in for this, we do have, looks like we have a few people listening. We have a Chipotle sweet tea from down here in Texas. I actually went to Chipotle yesterday, and this is not a place I go very often. I like breakfast burritos are pretty good, but I don't tend to be a wrap guy. I don't go to the, you know, to get wrap pita bread stuff. I don't do that a lot. I like it, but I don't go out of my way to get it. Now, yesterday, I happened to be riding along with a friend. He was driving, so I had to kind of go where he wanted. I couldn't just take the wheel away from him. He, which is probably a good thing. We had This guy likes to go to this, or he went to this Chipotle place. So we went to Chipotle. And it was, I hadn't been to Chipotle for a long time. It was actually pretty good. I got a bowl instead. I don't like to get the wrap stuff. So I got this bowl. I ended up with a chicken. I had like a grilled chicken stuff with a lot of cheese and some rice and some lettuce, tomatoes, kind of stuff. Yeah, it was pretty good. The chicken was actually very good, and it's they had way too much rice, but that was very good. But anyway, I ended up walking away with a cup full of Chipotle sweet tea from here in Texas, and it was actually very good. It's very good tea. It's kind of hit and miss here, I found, in Texas. It's either really good tea, they know how to do it, and they're just like, they do it right, or it's, you know, some of the chain restaurants, you just never know. Sometimes they have this, they try to pull off this deal where they get this like pre-mixed soda fountain type sweet tea. Like it's like it's stuff you get in a bottle, in a plastic bottle. But it's this is actually good stuff. This is the good stuff. So I have have a few things to comment on this morning, and I have a backup cup as well. It's just water, just so you know, I do have a backup with water there. A few things, and of course, and I played all my stuff over my iPhone this morning. But hopefully, this signal lasts, and I ended up with a good signal here from that. I have my experience with this hotel in this particular area this month. Has been fairly fast internet, and so it actually works a little bit better sometimes than my internet at home. However, I'll just have to see how this works out. I think it's based on bandwidth here and whether or not anybody else starts tuning into the internet here in the hotel as they're waking up in the morning and start ruining the bandwidth. But right now, it's very fast, so that's good. Now, having said all of that, I do want to weigh in. I almost put out a show last night. All the rhetoric, things we're hearing about, all the stuff that's going on with the Trump indictment. Now, of course, there's a lot more going on than that. I've looked at some of the comments. I have a tendency to read what the atmosphere is on the other side of the aisle. As they used to say, it's not the other side of the aisle now. It's the other side of the war line. And interestingly enough, these people are really just going after Trump in a big way. You know, lock him up. He deserves to be locked up, and he needs to be in jail. You know, throw him in jail. All this stuff. Equal justice. We finally have equal justice under the law. Blah 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 blah. We finally have equal justice under the law. No one's above the law. All these comments that it is so almost identical in these comments that it looks to me like it's a room full of, I'll call them human robots, because all they're doing, they're paid commenters. Now, don't think for a minute that CNN and MSNBC does not hire people to be in a room or have volunteers all over the country who will make these kinds of, their listenership is not that high. And it does several things for them to have people comment on their videos and on their shorts, whatever they do, because it brings up it works the algorithm on YouTube and on other social media sites. So you have to understand that it's worth it to them to pay somebody $5 an hour to sit in a room and make comments on their videos. It really does only takes a handful of people. They can just log in under different, sometimes they're not even different individuals logging in. They're just one person making the same comment five times over, 5 or 10 times or 15, 20 times, whatever it is, to make it look like there's a lot of traffic on their site and to make it look like they're getting a lot of response from videos. That drives up their algorithm. The other thing that it does, by the way, is it makes it look as if there are a lot of people who are in touch with, in line with their, that there's a lot of people out there who are angry and upset and all those other things. Of course, I made a comment. I'm sure I'm going to get lots of rhetoric back from that. But my comment was, okay, you're all these people who are claiming that you want equal justice under the law, you want to see him locked up because no one's above the law. Hillary Clinton did things that were admittedly illegal. Things that Jim Comey admitted that were illegal. He admitted that she lied under oath to Congress. She said this under Jim Comey was confronted with Hillary's statements before Congress. She said this. She said she only had one device. She had multiple devices. He confessed to the whole thing, but at the very end, because of his power and control and everything that he was able to do, he said, no reasonable prosecutor, we're closing the investigation because no reasonable prosecutor would take up this case. Now, keep in mind, Hillary Clinton has never been president of the United States, never. And people who try to equate what she did to the kind of security the confidentiality that the president has in terms of classification of documents, that kind of thing. She had some of that. She had some authority to classify documents. She didn't have any authority to unclassify documents, to declassify anything. That's the president. Once they're classified, they go on the SCIF. Now, keep in mind, this SCIF is mostly used to hide things. The manifesto that happened in the, what do you want to call it, the Tennessee shooting, which also has now erupted into a very strange protest at the State House. This is very odd, very, very, very odd deal that's going on down there. People are protesting guns again. Now, I'm not going to get into that at the moment, but it's a very odd situation. Stand by, folks. I have to, unfortunately, I've got to look at this text message this morning. The friend of mine apparently there's someone that's having some problems. Regardless of that, sorry for the interruption, folks, but something going on there. I ended up with this, the whole protest and everything that's going on. They want to, you know, say that, well, we finally have equal justice under the law. I've said all that. My question to them was, are you willing to see Hillary Clinton brought to justice? Are you willing to allow Joe Biden to be investigated? Because we know he has committed crimes. We know that. They've impeached Trump for lesser things than Biden has done and admitted to doing. So, I said, can you see past your rage? Can you objectively see past your rage for Orange Man Bad to admit that other people, that other politicians, or do you think that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden are pure as the driven snow? Because in their world, that's the case. Oh no, Joe Biden's fine. Joe Biden's, he's never committed any crimes. Hillary Clinton never committed any crimes. It's just a Republican witch hunt. Look, I've talked to people on both sides of the aisle, real people out here in the world that I deal with daily. They know. In fact, even people on the left that I talk to, who are not left-wing radicals, more traditional Democrat, who would say would lean a little bit more liberal on the left side, I don't want to say liberal, even more towards the Democrat camp. And they admit that the election looked sketchy, that it was hard to believe. Something weird happened there. They admit that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden are corrupt. They don't like the woke stuff going on right now. The way it's being shoved in our face, forced down our gullet. I'm not even sure what a gullet is. I think it's like a throat. And yet, the news media would have you believe that we are isolated. We are some fringe group. We are radicals. We're some MAGA crowd, radical MAGA crowd, we're just insurrectionists and anti-government folks. No, that's not the case at all. I talked to a friend last night. He's from Peru. Actually went to dinner last night. He came here. He became a citizen here. I think he's 37 years old, 30, maybe he's a little less than that. Maybe he's 30. He said 32. I think he's 32 years old. He's very proud to be an American. He came here. He got citizenship here. He's now been able to work very hard, make enough money to bring his parents here, who he said when he was raised, when he was a child, he was raised in a shack that was a normal house in Peru, but it was basically made of sugar cane, like a bamboo pole or something. That's what the walls were made of. Of course, with a grass type roof. That's where this kid came from. He's come a long way. And he's proud of America. He said America inspired him when he was a child. They had nothing. He said he never even got a piece of candy from America, and yet he was inspired by America because of the things we did. Going to the moon. Now, he was a little bit too young to remember that. But just because we did. The things that we accomplished in going to space he was inspired by that. He wanted to be a part of that. He wanted to be a part of this thing called individualism and being able to work hard, better your life, to be a part of that. He wanted to be a part of that. And that's why he came here. And he's done it. He's achieved. I think he's achieved the American dream, in my opinion. That's what the American dream is. It's not, oh, what can the government give me? What can I make? What can I get from the government? It's what can you make of yourself? The day when, you know, it used to be that you could make whatever you wanted out of yourself. I know plenty of stories of people uneducated, not college educated, who've gone from food stamps to multimillionaires. Because they've worked hard, they've taken some chances, and they've even failed a few times. But you know, when you have nothing, it doesn't really matter whether you've had nothing or whether you have something. It doesn't really matter. Because the real issue is, are you willing to take the risk? Do you have that thing in you that is willing to risk it for the gain with the possibility of losing. See, that's the thing. In this country, it's possible for you to fail, but it's also possible for you to succeed. Now, unfortunately, there are what I call, this is where capitalism goes wrong, and this is the evilness of capitalism. The evilness of capitalism, it's not capitalism itself, it's evil. It's the people involved in managing it. And what we, when we allow the government to get more and more involved. Now, this is something that Reagan, Ronald Reagan said, and it's, I wish I could play the clip right now. If I had it on my computer, I could just play it real quick. Ronald Reagan said, you know, communism is basically government control of manufacturing and free enterprise type thing. You don't have free enterprise. You have to go through the government to get permission to do what you're doing, and they control everything. Well, we're there basically. We, with all the regulations that we have, supposedly to protect the consumer and to protect the country and protect the, you know, protect all those things that we regulate so much, really has a stranglehold on most, but, and that allows the government to make or break companies. They can give GE tax cuts. They can give mom and pop operations tax beatdowns. It gives the ATF the ability to go in and inspect sellers or manufacturers of particular, you know, firearms type things. And this is happening while all the news of all the other news is going on right now. We have the ATF, BATF going in to supposedly inspect, basically raid retailers of firearms and also the FFVL, the people who are allowed to manufacture and sell and modify guns, gun stores, basically. They're going in and doing all kinds of things in these areas. Marjorie Taylor Greene actually found, I don't think it was in her state possibly, that she actually realized that there was somebody, she got a call from one of her constituents, and they were, sure enough, an overwhelmingly large number of ATF agents were doing a quote inspection of their facility. And she was interrupting it. Good for her. The IRS is about to do this as well, by the way, folks. They tried to double the size of the IRS. And I'm not sure exactly where that's gone. I know that the Congress tried to repeal that or got the funding for it. I'm not sure where it is right now, how that's going to affect. I don't think it will go into effect until next year. So it's hard telling what's happening there. Now, it's interesting to see the reaction about the Trump indictment. I want to get into that first. The Trump indictment is disturbing to me in many ways. First, I want to talk about my personal reaction to this when I first heard about it. It was yesterday afternoon. I got a notice from a news organization that I get immediate texts from. It's kind of like I get stuff off the wire. And sure enough, I get this text, and it says President Trump to be indicted. You know, that the official delivery of the indictment has not been, I think it's Tuesday, he's supposed to report, basically. Now, there's a couple things that bother me about this. One is, I was livid inside. Now, it takes a lot to get me mad. I tend to be an even-keeled guy in terms of, no, I can get upset. I can get, but I don't get violent. I don't get viscerally, you know. I don't have a reaction to things the way. If I get poked long enough and pushed around long enough, at some point, if I'm tired and grumpy, I can react. There are times when I have reacted. No question about that. Or overreacted. However, it usually takes a lot for me to get to the point, especially when it's not something that affects me directly. Now, if it's something that's affecting me directly, that's a whole other story. But even then, you can call me names, you can do whatever. You could probably even slap me or punch me, and I'm probably just going to smile at you until it gets to the point where, hey, this is getting dangerous now, and I'm going to have to put you down. But something welled up within me, and I was very upset, very angry. Angry to the point that I've had it with this. I've really had it with these people. Now, having said that, what concerns me is, as an even-keeled guy, generally a peaceful guy, I'm concerned that there are other people out there who are not quite so peaceful. People who will probably be upset about this beyond much more reactive, I guess you might say. And this will play into the hands, much like January 6th did. This will play into the hands of the media, the Justice Department, the leftists, the Democrats. If anyone rises up, and it would not surprise me at all if the FBI right now is working with groups around the country to entice them to do something. I mean, there's people protesting, and you see the mom and pops out there on the site, on the streets and busy highways, and they're protesting they're the Trump supporters. They've got to be upset. They've got to be mad. And they're out there protesting on the streets. Now, those are normal. That's normal protesting. It's just gathering, protesting. Now, the reaction that we see from the left and the way they have things organized, that is what's really should raise some eyebrows and make some people hopefully take notice of what's really happening here. For instance, the protests that are now breaking out in Tennessee at the State House. There was like 1,000 people showed up to the Tennessee State House. And they basically took over the place. They broke in. They were disrupting the meeting. This is far worse than what happened on January 6th. They're physically pushing lawmakers around. Police are having to escort them in and escort them out, and they're being violent, and they're demanding gun control, and they all have the same, they have signs that say the same thing. So you know this is organized. And so it's been a very difficult thing to see, to watch this, because we're supposed to be led to believe that this was just a spontaneous upwelling, that all these people just showed up at the State House. See, the dilemma here, the ironic part of this is they want gun control because a Christian school was shot. These children were shot. And what's amazing to me, I guess, is how it's amazing to me how the sorry for the distractions here this morning, folks. There's just some issues going on, and I'm trying to make it through this show. The amazing thing to me is, I'm totally lost my train of thought. The amazing thing to me is that I've totally lost my train of thought. Is that these people will all show up. All just at the same time with the same signs. And that the FBI just allows this stuff to go on. They're disrupting a state house. But these are just, they have the right to protest. They have the right to protest. Nothing wrong with that. Well, these are just all good, upstanding people. Really. So you're telling me that there's no political motivation here. That these people aren't somehow politically organized by a particular party. And I guarantee you it is a political party that has organized them and probably even funding them at this point. But they, you know, they won't be held accountable. They won't have their bank accounts frozen. Guarantee you that. Because they're on the, you know, get rid of the guns side. Because the guns did this. You know, the gun did this. They're not talking about the psychotropic drugs that were taken by the perpetrator of the event, who had a death wish. They won't even release the manifesto. And they're still working on Mayor Garland. And we've talked to the FBI, and we're working on why they haven't come to a conclusion on the motive for this attack. All you have to do is look at her Facebook page. All you have to do is look at the witness who said that she was intending on dying that day, and she was going out in a blaze of glory. And all the people, like Katie Hobbs, who just a few days prior was saying things like, she posted a meme of a trans person holding a gun saying, when they come after us. This is our response to when they come after us, and the person holding a gun. There are people like Chink Uyghur, who just a few weeks ago said, the only people who, I'm all for getting rid of guns and having guns taken away from people, but the people who should be allowed to have guns are the trans folks. Really? Why? Because the police can't protect them? Like you're telling us that police can protect me from a criminal, but they can't protect a trans person from a criminal. And exactly what kind of mass shootings have there been going on with trans folks? You've got people getting viscerally, violently angry at... I'm not sure who the guy is. I can't remember his name. He has been a staunch... I think he's been a staunch Trump reporter or supporter as well, but he's also, he's basically a conservative who's big on gun rights. He's very vocal about it. Had someone getting in his face and getting violent with him. And one of his statements he made as he's chanting and ranting to the lawmaker, and he's claiming that open carry states, because open carry states, you can't deny it, open carry states have a higher death toll. I mean, they always talk about this, the number one cause of death in children is guns. Guns are the number one killer of children. No, that is not true at all. How do they flagrantly make these kinds of statements? With no facts to back it up. Nothing backs that up. It's not even the top 10 cause of death for the most children in this country. And they get away with this all the time. They just want to mix that statement, and that's the way it goes. I don't know how they're coming to this conclusion or how they're saying it, but that's what happens. But they get away with it because nobody calls them out on it. And the problem with it is open carry states typically are leftist states. There's an open carry law in Michigan. You can openly carry, you can't conceal carry in certain states. They have laws against concealed carry, so open carry is your only choice. But those are the places where people don't. I'm not comfortable open carrying, folks. I would do it with a group of people who are doing it as a state statement. I'm not going to walk around with a gun strapped to my side. I see this occasionally in Indiana, and I see once in a while they're walking around in a restaurant over there. You can tell they're not police officers, they're just
individuals.
And I saw a kid one day, it kind of disturbed me, wearing his sidearm
in a restaurant, having looked like he was having something with celery, his other father, or dinner with his other daughter.
He was acting like he was a police officer, but he wasn't. He just wasn't a police officer. There's no way. And
he kind of acted like he was, and he was wearing a sidearm.
Those are the kind of things that you're looking for. I don't see why he was a protector.
I don't know.
You don't have the right attitude, folks. In Indiana, it is now legal to carry concealed.
If you're an Indiana citizen, carry concealed.
It's called the Constitution.
Well, how nice of you to give me my constitutional rights.
If you took them away.
Now, I also have a lifetime permit in Indiana to carry concealed
because that is reciprocal. I can take that to any of the states that are giving reciprocal use.
In fact, I can go to Florida and carry concealed. And I believe that Florida now is actually about to patent. I think it's on the governor's desk now whether or not he's going to sign the bill to allow concealed carry, or just constitutional carry. In other words, you can carry without a permit in Florida. Now, that doesn't mean that I can go to Florida and carry without a permit unless I'm a Florida citizen. If I live in Florida, however, I have a carry permit in Indiana that is reciprocal, so I can carry concealed in Florida because they honor my permit. So that's why I have a permit, because I can't. Now, I don't know if there's a reciprocal between states. In other words, if you have a constitutional carry in your state, that you can go to another constitutional carry state and carry. I don't. I want to get that deep in it because I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist, Dory. I'm not a. Just fill in the blank. I'm not anything. So just there you go. I'm a guy with a bunch of opinions that you're listening to this morning. So the interesting thing to me though here is that how the leftists have responded in this situation. It's they're using it, of course, to go after the guns. And of course now Biden himself has kind of laughed it off and said that, you know, Josh Hawley claimed that Christians were targeted in Tennessee. They don't want to allow this manifesto to come out. They're hiding it. Of course, I'm sure the FBI has it now and we'll never see it again. Well, it's an ongoing investigation. Can't allow you to see this. Of course, the perpetrator is now deceased, so there's not going to be a trial. But we can't allow the motive to go out. Now, any other situation where if it would have been a Trump guy wearing a MAGA hat going into a who knows what and shooting everybody up, the motive would have been, you know, all over plastered everywhere. Well, Trump told him to do it. It's all Trump's fault. Put Trump in jail. But that's not the case here. We can't determine a motive. And the motive's obvious. She wrote a manifesto. She wrote down why she was doing it. They know why she did it. Well, we have to figure out a way to blame Trump on this. And of course, they're blaming State House, the state officials, for allowing guns in this. They have to ban guns. That's the only way we're going to stop this shooting of children. It's baloney. It's all baloney. There are more guns than people in this country, by the way. And yet, realistically, it's not the Wild West like everybody thinks. And they make this, getting back to this whole comment on the open carry thing, this guy was yelling at this congressman saying that open carry states have the highest gun crimes. It's a fact. Yeah, well, concealed carry states do not. Concealed carry states have the lowest per capita gun crimes. I don't feel comfortable going to Chicago because I'm not allowed to carry my gun there. And you have rampant gun crime in Chicago. Not everywhere, but in certain areas. And it's beginning to spread around other areas. They use these events. I'm not saying that they're false flags or that but they use every opportunity they can to do this kind of thing. They politicize everything regarding this kind of thing.
Now, I'm kind of paralleling two subjects here, but the Trump indictment, for example, while it looks, they're trying to make this look like, oh, this is important, and he needs to be locked up. He did it. They don't want to talk about facts. They don't want to talk about what exactly is he guilty of? I hear people, moderate people on the left, trying to play this game of, well, I'm just going to wait and see what the evidence is. We just have to wait and see what the trial says. No, they're saying, well, you know, everybody was, and even Trey Gowdy. In fact, I want to get into this. Trey Gowdy even came out and said, well, we had people on this side saying, you know, when talking about Hillary Clinton, they were saying, lock her up, and she hadn't even had a trial. It's no different. He said it's no different than people on the right screaming, lock her up, and she hadn't even had a trial yet. So we have to let this legal process, we have a legal process, and we have to let it play out. Well, Trey, are you that naive? Are you that blind to how the legal system, especially in D.C., has become weaponized? If you can't see the holes and the chinks in the armor here, and how they're manipulating the law to get a political end, and how corrupt that is, then I really question it. It's the naivety there is just, it overwhelms me when I heard him come out and say this. Now, Trey Gowdy is no big fan of Trump. Mick Mulvaney, by the way, who is I believe if there was ever a weasel in the Trump administration, it was Mulvaney. Every time I see the man now, I just feel like the first time I saw the man, I thought weasel, the word weasel came to mind. Now, by that, I mean he was an undermining turncoat, not to be trusted, slippery, sneaky. And I believe he was on the inside. He was on the inside. He was very close to the president in terms of his administrative duties. And he has come out since, and, you know, he basically is a never Trumper. And he's admitted to it now. In fact, during this whole thing, he said, you know, I'm not exactly, I'm not a supporter of Donald Trump. I've come out very, you know, sternly against Donald Trump. And I was one of his closest advisors. Well, yeah, there you go, right there. There you go. I believe he was one of the establishment folks who made it in there, because he was in the establishment before he got worked into his way into the. I think there were a lot of moles in the administration, and I think Trump was giving people the benefit of the doubt and giving them a lot. I think he's realigning his thinking on this as he tries to work his way back to get into office. Now, again, here is the big question. When you stop and think about how overwhelmingly the Democrats supposedly won the last election in 2020, and it was the most perfect election, and we can't question it because it was perfect. There was nothing at all wrong with it. No widespread corruption there. And we're supposed to believe this. It's supposedly, you know, he had 81 million votes more than Obama, even at the same time that Trump got more Republican votes, more votes than any other Republican, I should say, more votes than any other Republican ever in the history of the country. And yet, Joe Biden outdid him by millions of votes. Nothing to see here, folks. That's just how unpopular Trump is. Now, wouldn't you think that a system, a party that so handily beat him, don't you think that they would be unconcerned? Don't you think they want to run him again? If even Joe Biden can beat him. If that guy can beat him, anybody can beat him. So why are we worried about him? Let him run again. Of course, that's what they did in 2016. They were all cocky about that one, too. They thought that they were going to be, oh, look, Hillary's going to win. Hillary's going to win. Nobody's going to, you know, there's no way that Trump is going to win. And then she got smashed. I don't think they tried to do any of their shenanigans because they just thought she was going to overwhelmingly win without even trying to do anything. And they overdid it a little bit in 2020 because they had all the opportunity that they had with the COVID thing and all the illegal ways that they did their elections in certain states. And then they certified it and allowed it, and there you go. And they have since found out that certain grand juries and certain court trials in certain states have determined that laws were broken. Well, but it was a pandemic. Now, I personally believe that they are going to do something again on the 2024 elections. I absolutely believe it. Now, I don't know how this is all going to pan out. I know that supposedly Trump is going to show up on Tuesday. He won't. They are not going to be happy until they have him perp walked with handcuffs on. Now, this is a man who's in Secret Service protection. How does this work? If he goes to jail, they're going to put the Secret Service guy in there with him. Now, here's the other side of this whole thing. This is the other thing that really disturbed me. The one thing was how emotionally disturbed I was about it, and how, you know, my first thought was, man, there's got to be people that are even more upset than I am, and that probably have a lot less control than I do. It's infuriating. It's just infuriating. The other side of this is, this opens up, speaking of Secret Service, this opens up a lot of vulnerability. They're taking away this man's control of where he goes and point A to point B. They're calling him out to be in a particular place. They're now in control of his movement. Don't think for a minute that the FBI has not considered, or the CIA, or whatever organization behind the intelligence agencies, the deep state, if you want to call it whatever it is, the bureaucrats that never get voted in and are always there, who play the game behind the scenes. I'm concerned for President Trump's safety. If they do something to him, folks, it will set off a firestorm. There will be a firestorm. I'm sure that they are game playing it out right now. I'm sure that they're going through it right now. So there's people in rooms right now. Okay, if we do this, then how are we going to do that? And if you don't think that happens, must I remind you? Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, all the people who were, all the texts that were going on, the things that are happening at high levels in these organizations. You think that was just a one-off? It's never happened before. It's not going to happen again. They just happened to get caught. Absolutely, it's happening. There are people at the high levels of these organizations who have an agenda. And I guarantee you, they're plotting and planning. They are wargaming this stuff right now. How are we going to get this guy? How are we going to keep this guy from running? Now, this is a message to Ron DeSantis. I don't think Ron DeSantis listens to my podcast, but maybe somebody who knows him does, or maybe he does. I don't know. Who knows? Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe somebody who hears this and has connections can get the message to him. If you don't think, or if you think for a moment that the media is going to be nice to Ron DeSantis, they've already dubbed him as worse than Trump. You have to understand. Stand on supposedly the no gay state. Can't say gay state. which is not true at all. That they're all that stuff that they do, anytime they throw that kind of stuff around, it's all based on lies. It's not true. But that's their vilification of him, and it always has to do with the LGBTQ community that you cannot touch because they have special rights. They're always talking about, well, we have to protect the rights of these people. You have to protect, you should be protecting the rights of every people, every single individual. They shouldn't have special rights. Nobody should have special rights in this country, period. I don't care whether you're a minority or not. You shouldn't have special rights. You should have equal rights.
Well, some are more equal than others.
Well, it's not the government's job. Some have privilege. In some areas of the country, minorities have privilege. In other areas of the country, they do not. In some areas of the country, minorities aren't minorities. What people are referred to as minorities, they're not minorities. And they have privilege. Because, you know, some people on the, no matter where you are, individuals who have physical abilities, attributes, whatever they are, they're able to, you know, because a tall person is able to reach the top shelf, I can't. They have privilege. Yeah, they're privileged to be able to reach the top shelf. I can't. That's just the way life is. But we all have equal rights, not equal outcomes, when it comes to achieve what we can achieve on our as an individual. And that's what the government is supposed to be protecting, not giving special rights to people or special protections to individuals based on their group. And yet that happens. You're a protected class of individuals. Oh, so we have a class system now, a caste system. The government's going to protect you. It happens in government, it happens in business, everything else. Some of the big businesses that are protected, like big banks, too big to fail. Well, no, they shouldn't be too big to fail. You screw up, you do something stupid, that's the risk you took. Guess what? See ya. Let the chips fall where they may. Maybe the next time around, the banks won't make those kind of risky decisions again. If they know that the government's going to bail them out, they won't care. But the mom and pop banks, the smaller banks, savings and loans, they have to have a good balance sheet. They have to operate within their means. Because the government's not going to bail them out. Because they're too small. They're small enough to fail and not affect too many people. Especially their donors. It is absolutely critical, I think, at this stage in the game, that we as a nation keep our eyes focused on the truth. To allow cooler heads to prevail, not to be overwhelmed by or react to situations. We need to respond to situations. We need to realize that we are not alone. That the majority of our country, I think, is law-abiding, just want to work, be honest, earn an honest living, keep our families safe and healthy, to help our community, to give back to our community, participate in positive ways in our community, without the fear of some kind of retribution, and be able to speak, just to be able to speak what we think. Freedom of opinion and freedom to speak it. Recently heard a congressman on the House floor made a very strange comment about, well, this is, you have the right to free speech, but is this illegal speech? You don't have the right to illegal speech. My first comment, give me an example exactly of illegal speech. What are you talking about? What is illegal speech? Oh, because misinformation is illegal? Misinformation is not illegal, folks. You have the right to be stupid. You have the right to say things. You have the right to lie. You have the right to spew misinformation. It's not illegal. Now, if you say something that causes someone else to possibly injure themselves or do something, you know, if you give someone some information that, if I hand someone a, say I hand someone some medication, say, oh, this is just an aspirin and it's cyanide. Well, I have the right to free speech. No, that's not free speech. That's, you just killed somebody. You deceived them. Now, if I'm holding the pill and I say, this is, it's an aspirin, and I say it's cyanide, this is cyanide, and I don't allow them to have it, I put it back in my pocket, or I tell them it's an aspirin and it is cyanide, and I put it back in my pocket. The speech was not illegal. It was a lie, but it wasn't illegal. And yet this guy thinks that you only have the right to legal speech. Legal speech, of course, on their side is speech that they agree with, or what they call science, even though somehow their science, which if you understand the definition of science, doesn't just mean that it comes out of a scientist's mouth. It means that it's actually has a scientific process behind it. I guess Siri thinks that I'm asking about what a scientist is. Scientists discover mechanism plants use to control. Magnify view. Yeah, I don't think that this is what I wanted there. I think that that's just kind of ridiculous. So I say all of that to say this. We need to continue to keep our wits about ourselves to be able to maintain a particular decorum amongst each other and to have at least a conversation. Oh, now that they got, I see Geraldo now is on Fox News this morning. I can't wait to hear what Geraldo has to say. I think the guy's a complete hack. I have no respect for the guy anymore. Just none. Absolutely none. I wish there's some people that they put on Fox News occasionally that how are they paying it? This guy's probably making a fortune. He's being paid more than I am being paid for sure to get on there and say stupid things. And I don't have any sponsors. I don't want any sponsors. I want to be able to speak freely and not be encumbered by anything or have to have advertisements every 10 minutes. I want this to be a podcast with content, not I'll be talking to you about gold, buying and selling gold or my pillow or anything. I like my pillow. I'll give them a free shout out. My pillow. Go buy my pillow 2.0. Yeah. So having said all that up, folks, I'm sorry, but I have to, I have to move on here this morning. It'll be interesting to see how things play out. I'll stay informed. Tuesday is going to be a kind of a busy day for me. Monday is going to be a very stressful morning for me. However, once I get the morning out of the way, the rest of the week will be pretty easy going. Friday morning, I'm hoping again next week to have another live show. However, that's not a guarantee, but I'm pretty sure I should be home on Friday morning next week. However, I have a road trip I have to take on Friday. And then I'll be gone for 6 days again. And it's going to be a long 6 days, but it'll be a good 6 days, I think. So we'll get all that done and have our, hopefully in the next, by the middle, a little over past the middle of April, I should be getting life back to a little bit more normal, I'll say. And this is going to be an interesting spring. I've got a lot to do, a lot to get done. Hopefully be able to get some things accomplished here in the next few days. So it's going to be just a very busy time, kind of crappy time. So we'll have to, in terms of just schedule-wise. I'll try to keep the shows coming. I appreciate those of you who are listening, who have the time to do that, and who who are faithful listeners. I'm playing my music here on my iPhone for you. It's my exit music. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Hope you have a great weekend, a great time pondering the things that are happening in the world, praying for our leaders, praying for our, that's kind of loud, praying for our leadership in this country, especially those in church leadership, because we really need to do that. This is an hour, in my opinion, that is more important than ever. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.